This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
You want to go see Aerosmith? November 24th, Climate Pledge Arena. The time is now. You need to text the word EDGE. EDGE, like living on the edge, to 206-803-ROCK. Your chance to see Aerosmith and the Black Crowes, Climate Pledge Arena. Text the word EDGE now, 206-803-ROCK. Okay, we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've
got
mail. And one from our question, what do you wish you'd never seen, or what do you wish to know what it'd seen you do? Guys, as a retired cop, I witnessed many images I cannot erase from my memory. One that stands out is we transported this aggressive woman in her 50s to a hospital. I was talking to my partner, and we heard a ruckus coming from that woman's room. We walked in and noticed the woman was topless, looked like two fried eggs nailed on a wall. She yelled at us and said, "You want a peep show?" She then grabbed each one of her flattened boobs and independently flopped them on her chest. You heard each boob hitting her stomach. We ran out of the room and left. Wish I could unsee that. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Juan from the 884 party.
Okay.
Over in
Lucky Juan, we'll call him.
In Bremerton. Yeah, birthday time. Gentlemen, our amazing boy Noah has taken his ninth epic trip around the sun. He earned his black belt last month. Wow, at 9 years old. And we are currently celebrating in Mexico. Hoping Coach Ted could talk about being a responsible black belt as a 9-year-old, and you guys could talk all over each other about your best times in Mexico. Thanks, and keep on rocking. That from Chris.
All right, first of all, son, congratulations. Pretty impressive. You got a black belt at 9. Now, here's something you got to get used to. With great power comes great responsibility. All right, you can't just go out attacking people. Remember, you're a true martial artist. You should have peace and calm inside you. But if you ever got to use it, open up a can of whoop ass.
Best time in Mexico.
Best time in Mexico, man.
I've been to Mexico.
Every time I go down there, I don't want to be there, man. No freaking trouble. No matter what anybody says, I can come back to the crazy airport. Not the best, but otherwise, always a good time.
What up, bitches? Today is my son Aiden's birthday. He is into pounds and telling cringe jokes. So can I get some dad
pounds?
Jokes? Pounds. He's into pounds and telling cringe jokes. I'm not sure what pounds are.
I have no idea. I'm sure it's something maybe, cool, therefore I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe English currency?
Yeah. Well, could be it. Could be it. Could big some, women?
Yeah, could be. Could I get some dad jokes from Miles and a shut-your-mouth bagel guy? That from his dad, Stephen, in Excelsior Springs, Missouri.
By the way,
shut your mouth!
Stephen, check your spelling on that. It's shut your mouth.
I was about to say, that's not what that said in the email.
Man, he gets we got a lot of birthday requests for that place in
Excelsior Springs.
Yeah.
A lot of people born there, bro.
Yeah. All right, here we go. My 7-year-old nephew showed me with pride the telephone he had just made from a string and 2 tin cans. You guys remember doing that?
Oh, yeah.
I pulled out my iPhone and said, "That's nice. But look at what kids your age make in China." Guys, I like my coffee like I like my women. Ted, do you know how I like my coffee?
Black?
Secretly alcoholic.
Jesus.
What role could Tom Cruise never play?
What role could Tom Cruise never play?
An NBA player?
A dentist. He can't handle the tooth. My mom and my dad were quite the opposite. My mom was always right. And then my dad left. And finally, one day, I changed the light bulb, crossed the road, and walked into a bar. That's when I realized my whole life had become a joke. let's see here. I love the show, guys. Look forward to listening to you guys every afternoon. I am 59 years old today. I've always wanted a shout-out. So how about a Leroy Jenkins, an owl hitting the window, an andro penis, and the dirty Germans talking about what kind of construction I'm going to do to my fiancé tonight. Thanks so much, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Chris.
Let's do this. Leroy
Andro penis.
Yeah, I would imagine there's not so much construction you'll be doing, but more demolition, I would think. A little demolition in the tunnel.
Yeah, the funny thing is construction sites have the same thing I have. Hammers and pieces of wood.
Yeah. And a safety vest.
And hard hats.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. We appreciate it. We've got some updates on the Men's Room IPA, Black Raven Brewing, and the locations where you can find this delicious beer. Men's Room crew just writing in to say how excited we are to carry the new Men's Room IPA at two of our stores.
Nice!
Proper and Earnest in Woodinville. Proper and Earnest and Liquor and Liquor in Tacoma.
Liquor and Liquor.
Liquor and Liquor.
Why does one sound like a law firm and the other one's like, please come here and drink?
I'd hire Liquor and Liquor.
I would hire Liquor and Liquor in a heartbeat.
Keep on rocking, guys. That from Craig. Again, Proper and Earnest in Woodinville. Liquor and Liquor in Tacoma. All the guys, Shree's Truck Stop in South Park has a Men's Room IPA in their beer cave. If you haven't been there, you should check it out. Amazing selection. And guys, what a fine beer it is. That's on the show. Thank you for the update.
I love a beer cave. You see that at like stores.
What is a beer cave?
They just usually have a bigger selection, this and that, just a cooler you could walk into. Okay. But I like some places have enough room. They just call it a beer cave.
More of the updated locations. We head to the Delridge Deli, the Tulalip Market. The Mount Si Chevron has the Men's Room IPA. So does the Handy Mart in Olympia. Safeway in Lacey. Kins Mart. The Hilltop Deli. The Safeway in Kingsgate. The Shell Food Mart on 88th Street. The Clinton Food Mart. Along with the Soper Hill Station. Safeway in Burien. Nisqually Market, Puyallup. The Chevron Sunset Location. The Safeway in Pinehurst. The Rainbow Mini Mart. The AMPM at Sahota Mart. And Renton Highlands, you can go to the Safeway. South Tacoma Safeway's got it as well. Total Wine in Olympia. The Safeway on Canyon Road. 7-Eleven on 136th Avenue. The Sumner Truck Stop has the Men's Room IPA. As well as the Grocery Outlet in Lake Stevens. The Interlake Grocer, Albertsons. The Hagen locations, Lake Stevens and Lake Taps. The Manor Market. Safeway North Proctor. The Longhouse Market in Delhi. And the Roosevelt 76 gas station. As well as Odom Samples in Kent. And the 7-Eleven in Puyallup.
Nice.
So many locations. They're carrying the brand new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. If you happen to see the beer out there, do us a favor. Shoot us an email to themensroom at KISW.com. Include a picture of the display and the location, and we will help spread the word and get more of that off the shelves as it benefits our fine friends at the three local Fisher House locations. Okay, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Now, the Men's Room wants to know... Sucks less!
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and as I said at the top of the show, this isn't so much about people as much as it is the man trying to keep the people down. And this first story, our very own Mike Hawk brought us about 2 weeks ago. Let's see here. The city sent a woman a photograph
actual evidence for a speeding ticket that they got her with at the speed camera. The thing was, her car was sitting on a tow truck, but she was still charged for the infraction, when even though she was not behind the wheel. One Joanne Gibson says her van broke down on the side of the road. Well, she told the local news that she was visiting her daycare center when the traffic violation occurred. But Gibson contested the fine at the East Cleveland Police Department, but she said officials told her to refute that fine with the private company that operates the cameras, which seems like kind of an odd thing, because it seems to me then that camera company should get the money if you're in fact in violation. Whatever the case, she worries that she'll have to pay more on her car insurance because of the legal record. She says, quote, I went into the police station, pushing buttons, ringing the bell to find some help. I don't want anything on my driver's license, and so far, I have a good record, and I'm going to try to keep it that way. So again, her car is being towed, but the tow truck driver is speeding, but instead of nabbing the tow truck, they nail her car. She says, quote, how many people did not see that before they sent it to her address? I feel like it's more of a money grab than it is a deterrent. Now, city councilors had recently voted to remove the camera from the street, but it was still assigning tickets to the drivers anyway, which is an odd thing. Meanwhile, Gibson is urging drivers to look deeper into the speeding tickets to fight back, saying, quote, I'm kind of angry about it. And when I get angry, I want to find out what's really going on. And I think other people should come forward and don't pay them. So again, her van's on the back of a tow truck driver speeding. They sent her the speeding ticket. And so far, they won't do anything about it. Now we go to Mississippi, it should be easy to explain
just
away.
Stupid.
I know. A Mississippi mom, she could lose custody of her three children. This about a year after a police officer shot and wounded her 11-year-old son in their home. Sunflower County, Mississippi officials, they referenced the May 2023 police shooting of 11-year-old Adiran Murray, and they accused his mother, Nakala, of neglecting the three children, including Adiran, during a domestic incident. So Adiran had called 911 for help. He was seriously injured after Sergeant Greg Capers from the police department shot him in the chest. Now, the court filing argues that an unnamed witness saw the mother and her ex-boyfriend, John Nolden, jump on her during the incident last May. And they say this happened in front of the three children. Now, the mother said, as I read what the petition said, I was taken aback. I feel disgusted. Her attorney, who's representing her family, says that the court filed petition is outlandish and suggests that a move by the court is in retaliation for her ongoing lawsuit against the city over her son's shooting. Now, she's expected to report to the Sunflower Youth County Court this month, where she will defend her right for sole custody of her three children. But the latest move from the Sunflower County Youth, this comes months after a grand jury in Mississippi. They determined there's no criminal conduct on behalf of the cop that shot her kid in the chest. But it all started, again, last May. She said her 11-year-old son, she told him to call the police after the father of one of her other children, later identified as John Dolden, came to their home early morning in, quote, an irate mood. After arriving at the family home, police instructed everyone inside to come out with their hands up. But she says that her son, Adiran, the one who called 911, he came from around the corner running toward the door. And that's when the cops opened fire, hit him in the chest. And he suffered a collapsed lung, fractured rib, lacerated liver, etc. But now they're threatening to take away her kids. She's like, I think you guys missed what happened here. And now we go to Atlanta, where a small metro Atlanta business owner, he fought the water company over a large bill. And he lost. So he appealed. And he lost again. But as they say, the devil's in the details. The address in question didn't have a water line. So a guy by the name of Jeff Raw, he runs a small family-owned company called Revive Construction Group. And they appealed the nearly $30,000 bill. And even when a higher up at the water company sided with him, his decision was still overturned. So let's go back to where this began. There's an empty lot on the city's East Lake community. Raw has been building and renovating homes in the city of Atlanta for about 20 years, and he has a routine. It says, quote, I start my process, I order the water meter. Well, Department of Watershed Management employees, they installed a standalone water meter for him in October of 2022. Quote, when the meter was installed, there was not a foundation on the house. There was nothing for them to even connect to. Basically, the meter's delivered. It was 2 months before Revive Construction even began to build a home on the land, but before the dirt was even turned over, the water meter was apparently hard at work. Again, despite of not being connected to anything. 1 month after the water meter was installed, he got a bill for just about $8,900. That's 305,184 gallons of water in a month. Now, according to the EPA, the average family uses about 400 gallons. Now, bills for an empty lot with no connection to the water meter. It poured into these numbers for the next 5 months, finally coming in just under $30,000. Well, the Department of Watershed Management, they sent someone out to take a look. And utilities notes reads, well, the meter is not connected to the house. It also said no leak was found. So when the water meter was finally connected in February, the newly built home's plumbing, the water bill shrunk to $13.12. So when it was actually hooked up, the house uses $13 a month. They're billing him for about $9,000 a month and just saying it's not physically hooked up to water. However, still the Atlanta Watershed Management, they denied a bill readjustment.
All right. To me, the worst, Ed, is the 11-year-old that got shot.
What was that story again? The cops show up.
So the kid, the father of, she has three kids. The father of one of them shows up in an irate mood. Do not know what it is about, but he starts getting physical. The mom tells her son, the 11-year-old ended up getting shot, hey, call 911. You know, before this thing escalates, the cops get there, order everyone out of the house with their hands up. This kid comes running around the corner. Cops just see something coming at him, opens fire, hits him in the chest. And now they're threatening to take away her three kids.
Right. So the investigation basically said that the cop was not held liable for shooting for the 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But now you're trying to take away the children based on this incident. So to me, that is the absolute worst story out of the three.
But what she was saying, but that they never leveled that threat until she kept her lawsuit against it.
Correct.
So, she filed a civil suit.
Yeah, right. The grand jury said, look, we can't find them at fault because we understand you order people out of a house and you guys were doing that. They just see someone charging them, basically. An 11-year-old kid, but by the time you realize it's an 11-year-old kid, he's already, you know, fired.
So at this point, they're just, it's a vendetta, essentially.
That's basically what she's saying. Like, man, this was not an issue until, right. So when they found the cop, when they exonerated him from doing anything, right, she filed a civil suit. And that's when they came over the top.
See, the kid's got medical bills. The kid got shot.
Yeah.
And no one's to blame for it. So look, there's more on the hook than you think as far as how long the kid was in surgery, how long he was in the hospital.
Yeah, collapsed lung,
any rehabilitation that he needed, all those different things. I mean, sure. It all costs money. The small business owner in Atlanta,
ridiculous.
That's black and white based on the fact that you have a bad meter.
It's not even hooked up, man. It's not even tapped, and you're sending me bills for nine. And
so it's obviously malfunctioning.
And they but it's not, because when they actually hook it up to, when he finally completed construction of the house and they actually hook it to the water line,
it was misreading something.
It was $13. But I'm saying, like, there's nothing to read. It's like saying, I can't watch TV, but you didn't turn your TV on.
But he did not use $30,000 with the water.
No.
He didn't use any water.
He didn't use any of it. Right.
And didn't he still lose that appeal? Weren't they still like, no, you still have to pay that?
They said they refused to, adjust the bill.
Right.
So, that to me sucks the second most. Who sucks less on this one? The woman in Cleveland who was issued a speeding ticket, but the photo was taken as her van was being towed by a tow truck after it broke down. It was a speeding camera or a red light camera. Yeah. Basically could not get the back of the tow truck because it was towing a car. So it took the license plate of the car. She's the one who got the ticket. All things considered, I think out of the three stories, that one sucks the least.
Yeah, I mean, that one just involves annoyance and money, right? But like that mother in Mississippi, right? Like, they're talking about taking her kids.
Right.
Which again, there's a way of... If things had played out different, I guess there's some way you could fathom. Maybe the cops are like, there was drugs there, this or that.
There's none of that.
That's what I'm saying. And then also she files a civil suit. Then they're like, hey, we're taking your kids.
And their argument that they're using right now is, well, you know, the kids are in a violent home. She's like, they're not. But when that father showed up, that's specifically why we called 911. We don't want this in the house.
Right. That's what the cops are for.
Yeah, that's kind of her point. Like, that's why we called you. Some things didn't escalate. And now you're telling me I put them in, like, I'm not putting them in danger. I'm trying to do the thing that you're supposed to do to prevent your kids from being in danger. They're just mad. I mean, that's a long story.
Right, and that one, I agree with you, Miles. That one sucks the most. Because, custody is a serious issue that even couples argue over. But I can't imagine having the state.
Right.
So you called to protect you from the idiot father.
Right.
Now being like, oh, you can't sue us for taking your kid. Also... I don't. That is awful. But she should keep the civil suit up too. Somebody's like, I could figure the cop gets startled or whatever. But like, the state should still pay that kid's medical bills. Shot a kid. I'm kind of torn, as I almost want to say the Atlanta one
to me, they're kind of even because that guy...
It should be... That's what I'm saying. This is a case of the man. These things can be easily explained away. The evidence is there. No one even argues that what you're saying is true. They're just saying, we're not going to do anything about it.
Right. His money's a little higher, but Jesus, that is frustrating.
It's like your TV's not plugged into the wall, but Netflix is charging me because they say I've watched, like if it were a la carte.
It'd be like me going to a gas station, getting a Gatorade, and they charge me $60 for gas. Right. It's like, look, I parked next to the pump, but I didn't pump any gas.
Yeah, taking up a shell.
Yeah, like I literally just went in and got a beverage. I don't know. I'm torn between which one.
Between two lovers, we know.
I guess the woman in Cleveland, that one sucks the least because her bills are smaller.
Yeah, that's the reason I'd leave that one.
Exactly. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in minutes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Gen Z is recreating MySpace as a new app called No Space. And it already has a 380,000 person wait list.
Damn. Okay.
Basically, what they were
trying... Why are they doing that? I'm just curious.
Because a lot of social media these days is inundated with ads, and it's the algorithm that makes them see what we think that you want to see, as opposed to, like, I want to connect with my friends. I want to see what they're doing.
So does this block most of that out?
Would be my guess. For now? Right.
Until they can make money?
Presumably, exactly. Right. Don't worry. They're going to find a way to infiltrate that space as well, however.
I mean, that's the thing. You can say, look, hey, we're cleaning this out. Everyone's sick of it. We're tired of it. Communicate with your friends. And then, you know, Budweiser comes along and says, hey, man, we'd like to give $10 million a year to sponsor this. Okay, guys, listen. We're going to have some Bud sponsors.
Exactly.
But otherwise.
Well, the other thing, too, is, like, Facebook is the biggest.
Without a doubt.
But, like, kids don't care.
No,
that doesn't make grandmas sense. Are on there. I'm on there. I'm in my 40s. You know what I mean? Like, my niece and nephew, I think my niece, who's 21, has a Facebook just for, like, rant. Like, she's never on it. Like, you know what I mean?
It's like, so I have a Gmail account. It's probably not now, but I'm saying, like, it exists, but no interaction.
Right.
It's not where I do my business.
Yeah. Don't you have a Yahoo account? How are you making fun of Gmail? No, I don't know what I'm saying.
I got my work account. No, my wife has Hotmail.
Our Hotmail. All right.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, that's, I think also Gen Zers, the younger ages, they want something else. You know what I mean? That's what social media was for.
Right.
Never forget, Facebook was started by college students for college students.
Exactly.
Yeah, good point.
Seriously.
Right. Exactly. Residents of a UK township are afraid the new McDonald's drive-thru that's been proposed will spoil the view of the Dover Castle, which sits atop a massive hill.
I was going to say, how?
Right. You don't want to have a McDonald's in there. That's fine.
Just say you don't want McDonald's.
It's going to ruin our view of the Dover Castle.
I can't see Mount Rainier. It's like Mount Rainier is across the street from where you are. McDonald's is not blocking your view of the freaking mountain.
And it just depends on the angle. Like, that Kentucky Fried Chicken is right across the pyramids.
You ever see it?
Right. I mean, right. If people shoot the right angle, you see it. But, like, most people don't.
Right.
And if you see it, it's because somebody wanted you specifically to see, hey, these pyramids you've heard about all your life, here's KFC.
Correct. I would do that, though.
I would. Guess where I'm at. KFC? Yes, KFC, but where?
Yeah, I just think it'd be crazy to sit there like I'm eating Kentucky Fried Chicken as I'm looking at the most famous pyramids in the world.
Yeah, to me, that actually sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Like, I got to see the pyramids. I'm eating KFC. Like, brother, life sign me up.
A new study says bright light boosts brain power and alertness.
Yeah, that's why when you live in the dark for 5-6 months, you start to get nuts.
Exactly.
So it's almost like why people turn their lights on in the house when they wake up.
That whole vitamin D thing.
What a concept.
Yeah, does Batman seem happy to you?
Right.
Cool. I'm in a great mood.
Yeah, exactly. He's not.
Nirvana's my theme song.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, he's kind of a depressed dude.
Gents, when's the last time that you went a full 24 hours without feeling irritated by something?
Oh, Christ.
Vacation.
I don't know. Yeah. Couple weeks ago, then.
Pretty much. 45% of people said that they can't remember the last time that they went a full 24 hours without being irritated by something. And there's a lot of things to be irritated about.
All right. The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Most common everyday irritations revealed. The short version. Whenever. And I do mean whenever someone tells you they're going to give you the short version of the story, do not for 1 second ever harbor any hope that you're going to get the short version. You're going to find out things you didn't want to or even desire to know about. Does it make you look at this person differently? Oh, God, yes. And sometimes not in a good way. But I find myself begrudgingly intrigued and ask myself, is it worth it? Is it really worth it? We know the answer is no, but we're still thinking about it.
Yeah, I feel that one.
For sure. For sure.
I mean, as a call screener, I don't need to hear the whole story. I just need to know that you know what you're talking about, you know what we're talking about, and that we're all good to go. So I tell people, give me the short version of the story. And it is either one of two things. It is either the entirety of the story with all dramatic effect and buildup and everything that they can, or it's short version, okay. Candy cane, police officer, meth.
Right.
Like, that's okay. Not the short version.
I'd almost rather hear that. Then, you know where the Stop Mart is in Shelton?
Right. But all the thing is...
Right around you, that turn you make.
But the thing is, Miles, when they give me the three bullet points and I say, I just need a little bit more context than that, then they'll roll into the entire story.
You know where that gas station is in Shelton?
Just tell me what... Spoil the story for me. It's okay. I don't need all the impressive. I'm letting most people through. But just tell me what the story is.
So they just suck at telling stories.
They do too. Yeah, that's a fact. So these are the top 10 everyday irritations. Number 10 being the last person in the bathroom uses up the toilet paper and does not replace the roll.
Yes.
It depends. If you're in a public place and they don't have it, you're kind of screwed. You can always go tell the manager, though.
Hey, sure.
You're out of paper towels. You're out of toilet paper. Half the time, those things are all locked up. Like, for example, if we run out of toilet paper here at work, there's nothing you can do about it. You can go to a different stall, but the one you're in, you can't change that toilet paper. You can't even get into that box to do it.
Right.
And who knows where the toilet paper is.
I think they probably mean at home.
Oh, well,
because in a business, there's not much I can do.
Sure.
You know, to the business. But
I see what he's saying. You know, it's also irritating if you do use a public restroom and then you sit down and then there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not mad at the person before me.
Nah.
You're just
it's a public restroom.
Right. There's just, look, I would do it and there's no guilt. But if they had another roll for me to put in, I would put it on.
What is worse? So there's definitely a roll that's there that you can get for yourself.
Yeah.
What is worse? Leaving an empty roll sitting there or putting the new roll on top of the empty roll so it's not actually on the roll.
Some reason that irritates me more. You had the presence of mind to recognize there's no toilet paper.
Right.
You had the presence of mind to grab this. Can you just put... Look, in the time it takes me to poop, I can change out 15 of those. Right?
Yes.
What else are you doing?
Right. I feel like I know somebody that I would put money on it that we could go to their house and I would bet that the toilet paper is on top of the roll. No, you do not know this person. You've met this person once in your life.
Oh, you're just saying in general.
Yeah, I know this person.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
A million times.
I mean, sure. I've done it.
Is that something?
If I get up early in the morning and poop, sometimes I'll just put the new one on there and roll back to
bed. But you live alone.
You live alone.
I've done it when I'm dating, staying at somebody else's house.
Okay. Damn it, Ted.
Also, I don't mind either if I get in there and I poop. It's like, generally the toilet paper is somewhere around there.
I'm going to start putting just out of arm's reach.
Some irritating. It's like, man, why is it not the same? I physically have to stand up to grab this.
Now, what is irritating is if you don't have any extra toilet paper in a guest room.
Yes.
Yes. And they're fighting for my life.
I always check the guest room. I'm like, man, make sure there's toilet paper down there.
Top 10 everyday irritations.
Yeah.
When someone could hold the door for you, but doesn't.
Oh, it kind of happened today.
Yeah, depending on your... Yeah, that guy walking in.
Yeah.
And he's just that guy.
And then they almost make it like as slim of a hole as possible to where they make sure that the door closes behind him.
Yeah, he was kind of on that tip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, you know we're right behind. And look, you're not obligated to do that. It's just an act of decency.
Right. Just that's all. Just put your hand back and try to keep the door open a little.
And you can see the reflection of people in the glass. So
you can
see people coming
for a
while.
I kind of did it to a guy today. But like our building, there's four doors when you walk in.
Sure. Yeah.
So he was walking pretty quick. Coming south, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go in the third door, and I didn't think he'd pick that door.
But he did.
Gotcha. But he did. So then the second door, I held open for him, and he said thanks. But like I was like, I wanted to be like, I didn't mean to close the door on you. Why did you pick the door?
You recovered on the second one. So you're not all forgiven. All right, okay. Yeah.
Cyclists who hog the road.
Well, yeah.
If you hog the road in any vehicle.
Right. I always happen to hit the cyclist as I'm going like around a corner, so I can't quite get around him. I can't give him the room that I should be able to give him without, you know, putting my own life in danger as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I have a buddy that used to be a bike messenger, right? So he'd always defend on the cyclist.
Sure.
I'd be like, right, like, okay, I'll give you give you your part of the road. You got to follow the rules. And he's like, well, cars run red lights too. And I'm like, yeah, cars get tickets. Right. So I'm just like, look, especially in Seattle, you got plenty of bike lanes. But bike in the bike lane.
Right. Yeah. Use the bike lane.
We've given up several lanes of traffic for it. Please use it.
Slow walkers.
I mean, it depends on the situation. Yeah, I mean,
very much.
It does. But if you're going to stroll, again, keep it to the road rules. Keep it to the right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my thing is
you're on your phone and you just walked out of a door. Now you're standing right in front of the door. Others are trying to walk out and you're on your phone and you're blocking traffic.
Or my favorite's at the airport when you're walking in between terminals. I get it. You're not in a hurry. You got here with plenty of time.
Sure.
You have a long time before your connection, whatever it is. Fine. If you're strolling your way, again, hit to the right because there's a lot of people that are on a tight schedule through that airport.
Not only that, but look, if you're going four people for lunch, and I've seen it happen out of this building. The four people will walk side by side.
Oh, my God.
Down the sidewalk. And, like, look, go two and two, but give the people coming the other way room to pass you. You're not like this giant wall that morphs up the street.
Yes.
You need to let other people be able to pass you.
Right.
Or to walk who are coming your direction to even just have a lane to get through.
Also.
But you're completely oblivious to that situation.
The four wide drops you up a wall.
Oh, my God.
And then I have some friends to do this. If we're walking down a street that's just a normal sidewalk, right? Not like downtown where they're a little wider. Like, there's somebody coming and I slow down. Don't pace me.
Right. Right.
I'm trying to make room for the other person to pass us.
Exactly. We're trying to go single file here. Also, airports, fairs, like street fairs, Costco. This is not the time for your 2-year-old to learn how to walk. Yeah. Give them their independence elsewhere.
Also, especially when it comes to public transportation.
Oh, my God.
Be it that you're going to a light rail station, whatever the deal is, it might be a time thing for someone. So even if you're on the moving sidewalks in the airport, get to the right because someone might be in a hurry to get to their gate.
Right.
So that they can pass you, whether it's on an escalator, a moving walkway, whatever the scenario is. In a mall, okay, I don't figure you're in a rush to get to the sale.
Sure.
But in those situations, you should know better.
Right. When you can't remember a password. Again, these are the 10 everyday irritations.
Oh, God. Well, that's on me.
I feel like that's everybody now. Just because there's so many different passwords for everything.
Exactly.
And I know there's those ones you can use to keep it safe. But like, I'm not using the same password all the time.
But there's one, they tell you don't use the same password for everything. And it's self-explanatory, I understand. But certain things I use every day, email. Other things I use because I had to, what is it, my medical chart, whatever that F is, right?
My chart.
Oh, yeah. My chart.
Right, like, I don't remember this. I had to go to our retirement plan here, right, the 401k thing. Oh, we have an update. It probably took me 20 minutes to get in there.
Right.
And finally, I essentially had to just kind of reapply for the whole thing.
Correct.
Because I'm like, I haven't looked at this in 7 years.
Because you eventually hit forgot password. It sends you to an email that you forgot the password to get into that email.
Dude,
so then you need to do that. But then it goes to a phone or a different email that you don't have that password to. The round robin of password resets. I've been down that road before.
And instead, and like, I appreciate people wanting to protect your information, but also I would like to get my information.
I had one a couple weeks ago, and it was like, here's your security question. What's the name of your first pet?
I had that today.
It was this.
And it wouldn't let me in.
Even though you were right.
Right.
Yes.
Capitalized first letter.
Exactly.
Come on, Mouse.
I don't try. I tried 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Freaking combinations of my first pet's name and then had to wait on hold, no lie, for an hour and a half.
Wow.
I did the same thing. I put in this answer. Okay, let me try it. Capitalize the first letter. Okay, let me try it all caps.
I'm close
okay,
let enough, me separate. Damn it.
It's like, look, man, you know I'm hovering right around.
Right.
What is the equation for pi? 3.14. Oh, we need the next three.
Right.
Like, yeah. No, I don't.
What high school did you go to? Enumclaw.
I went to a bunch of them.
Enumclaw High.
No.
Enumclaw High School.
No.
Let's see here. Bad parkers who take up more than one space.
Of course.
Yeah, that of course.
You just suck. Like,
put it
unless, you're, unless you're in the back, I get it. You have an oversized car. You have a nice car that you don't want dings on.
But someone made that decision. I get it.
Right.
But yeah, if you're closing up, like, parking closed, like, bro, if you can't fit it in the parking space, then don't park there.
But also, have construction, like, the 2x4s get bigger? Like, what am I missing? I know a lot of people that had trucks when I grew up in the 80s and 90s. These trucks today, like, what the F are you doing with that thing?
Oh, yeah. What are you hauling?
Or buy a goddamn SUV.
Right.
Like, I just, some of those trucks, like, what do you possibly need that for?
Look,
like, this one's bigger. All right, cool. Yep. Does that, like, are you towing a mansion?
Right. Dude, I actually did that not terribly long ago.
Seriously.
I looked at an old school Tundra. I was at the auction and an old school Tundra rolled through. I said, that thing wouldn't qualify as a Tacoma these days.
No.
Yeah. They're a quarter of the size.
You should look at, I saw a comparison. It was the difference between your average pickup truck in the 80s, even though it has the same name.
Right.
Versus what they are now. It is unbelievable.
Staggering.
Yeah.
Staggering.
And the price difference is amazing.
Yeah, that as well.
People who don't use turn signals.
Okay. That drives me absolutely freaking nuts. Like, look, man, again, we don't have ESP, and everyone drives defensively. If you just let us know what you want to do, we can all make better decisions.
Being stuck on hold, Ted, you just mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah. Also, I'm going to run a business where we make a better playlist for hold music. I'm going to start that business.
And make the time go better.
You're damn right. Like Spotify, I think that they could get into that. Or Odyssey.
And you don't have to keep telling me I'm on hold. I know.
Your call is very important.
Yeah. All right,
no, it's not.
Here's my issue. Stop saying how important it is. Now, if you're just going to say, hey, we're still here, you're on hold.
Cool.
I fathom it because I might question, like, are they still there?
Right.
But you're right. Like, this one phone call was driving me insane. I mean, it's very important. Like, no, it is not.
No, it's not. I've
been
here for an
hour. It's not important
to you. It is not important.
We know it's not important to you. I'm going to smoke in my ass, man. Just get to the freaking question.
Potholes show up on there. You guys ever have to apologize to your car after hitting a pothole?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's real bad right now.
I'm sorry.
The roads suck.
Awful.
They really do.
Running through a pothole, and I know everybody says it's like stepping on your dog's hand, but I think it's like knocking over a toddler by mistake.
Whoa.
You feel real bad. You know what I mean? Like you turn around and you just bump, you know, like hip check a toddler, and it's like, oh, damn, my bad.
Neighborhood roads are the worst. I mean, our highway system is pretty good, but when you get
because they're constantly working on it.
But when you get off of it, man, it's an issue.
But then the number one everyday irritation. You see that person, they're walking their dog down the street. Or worse, you just see a pile on the side because they didn't clean up after their doggone dog.
Just pick up after the damn dog.
My favorite, I will take the poo on the side of the road, whatever it is. Especially if it's in nature. If I'm out in like a park or something like that, I'll leave it there.
I don't complain.
You bag that thing and leave it on the side of the road? Really? You did the hard part. Take it with you.
The hard part's done.
And also, in the woods. Bag it up in the woods and put it off to the side. The one exception is the wife's uncle. Love the dude. He will bag it and leave it on the side of the trail because he doesn't want to have to cart it through the entirety of the trail. He waits until he comes back and then he'll grab it and pick it up.
He will grab it. Okay.
All right. Like he just doesn't want to carry the thing all over the doggone place because there's no garbage cans inside the trail. But other than that, I've been out on other trails. It's like, okay, this has no earthly business of being here. Just leave the poop.
I'm with you. Not picking up dog crap. It drives you up a wall.
Oh, God. Three escapees led Kansas officers on a chase, but it's not the escapees that you'd think of, Miles.
What were they?
All about it at 5:50. 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, it's going to contest on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.